Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it. Welcome, welcome to another edition of Stay on Course. Today, I have Evan Carmichael. Yes, the Evan Carmichael. He is hashtag believing in entrepreneurs. And Gary Vee called him the DJ who inspires. Eddie Milet called him a modern day Napoleon Hill. At 19, he built and then sold a biotech software company. And at 22, he was a venture capitalist, raising $500 to $15 million. And now he runs a YouTube channel for entrepreneurs with over 3.4 million subscribers, 3 million views, 4 books, and speaks globally. And he wants to solve the biggest problem in the world: people don't believe in themselves. Welcome, welcome, Evan Carmichael.
Oh my goodness, it is happening.
Evan Carmichael!
We're here, this is it. Let's go, Julie.
What's your favorite food?
Doritos, pizza. What's my favorite food?
Doritos and pizza. And pizza from where?
I don't know. If it has a lot of cheese on it, I'm usually pretty good. I don't eat a lot of it, just to stay healthy. But if pizza was healthy, that would probably be what I would. I could eat pizza every day. Yeah, pizza was actually health food. I could eat pizza every day.
Yeah, I love pizza. I can't eat pizza, but I love it. I think as you get older, something happens with the pizza. But
that something happens with a lot of things as you get older.
Okay, so I reached out to you, Evan, because I was fascinated by your ability to curate the best of the best advice from so many different kinds of gurus in the self-development and help space. Okay. And so I'm a leadership coach. And so one of the things that I've done is I've developed a program based on all of the things that I've learned, right? So I took all the best of the best learnings from books and I created a leadership program. So Why I was so excited about what you were doing is because you sort of were doing the same thing. And I was very curious to have you on to understand what are the best and most amazing ingredients for success that you know of, or magical ingredients that somebody else might have told you that will help people succeed and thrive in their life.
I think the starting point is belief. Whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. You know, a famous quote. And I think most people just don't believe in themselves enough. I think everybody has what I call Michael Jordan level genius at something. And the problem is we don't believe in our ability to be great at something. And if we do find something we do like and enjoy, we don't believe in ourselves to be able to chase that thing down. And that's what I wake up every day trying to solve. I think it's the world's most important problem. And the people who've had success, a lot of times they started with less than what you've got right now. Like, look at your heroes. Look at everybody listening, watching. Who do you look up to? Who are your heroes? Go look at their story. They likely started with less than what you already have right now. So what's the difference between them and you? They're not some super fancy special person. You know, they just had a little bit more belief, where a lot of people have these great ideas and they just sit on them because they're afraid. Where others are winning. There's people right now who are winning off of your idea and making millions of dollars and have a big impact off of your idea. And the only difference is they started and you're still sitting thinking about it, trying to come up with the perfect plan. I'm talking, you know, to myself too. That's I waited too long. I lost huge deals because I was trying to be perfect, and really perfection is just fear. And so I think the starting point for everything is belief. If you believe in your ability to the next thing, then you don't have to have the skills yet. You can develop those. You can work on them to get the skills to get you there. But the belief that it's possible, the belief that you can be great at something, I think is critical.
Hmm. I love that. And that fuels everything that we do is how we believe in ourselves. What I want to know though, is if you don't have that ability gift right now, what can you do to help move the needle forward on believing in yourself to start moving forward?
Well, you could start with the Stay On Course podcast. There's a lot of content there you can go and learn from. You know, Julie's going to share her thoughts and bring on great guests and you'll learn from it. But environment, like the answer is environment. You know, where your environment right now has been perfectly designed to keep you where you are. And we don't have people in our environments who push us forward in a loving way. People have opinions on what we should do with our lives, but no, who's pushing us forward in a loving way? And chances are, if you're listening to Julie and you're, you know, part of this community, you probably are the most optimistic person in your circle. You're probably the one pouring hope and love and care and kindness into other people. And that's great. And don't stop doing that. But who's doing that for you? Who's pouring love and kindness and optimism and hope and belief into you? And for too many people, there's nobody. Like the answer is, oh, I don't have anybody who does that. And so, okay, well, that's a problem that we need to fix. But before getting even real humans, you know, like that you can go and have coffee with, you can learn from aspirational humans, you know, like people who you may never meet, but you can learn from their content. So I've learned a lot from AP Giannini, who's my favorite entrepreneur of all time. I've learned a lot from Walt Disney, and I learned a lot from Princess Diana. I've learned a lot from Steve Jobs. And like, these are people who I will never meet. I like visuals, so I learned the most through videos, but whether it's videos or podcasts or books, you can learn from them. And if you're around them consistently, they will shift your belief forward. This is not something that happens overnight, but every day, if you had Julie in your ear every day, right? If you watch an episode every day or you're following her and every day you got a little bit of Julie in your ear every day, you're going to stay on course a little bit more. It's just going to happen because Julie is now in your life. And so be conscious and be intentional about who you're allowing into your life. And especially when you look into social media, Instagram, Twitter, Snap, TikTok, YouTube, who are you following? Who are you subscribed to? And do they push you forward to become the person that you want to be or not?
And that's the point, right? The whole Stay On Course mantra is about when life knocks you down, get back up. Get back up and get back up and get back up again. And having that consistent good message in your ear, having the consistency of good leaders and good ideas that will propel you forward is all of the secret. It's a little bit of the secret, right?
Yeah. Think of most people. Think of most people and their friends and their circle and who they're dealing with. If somebody has a dream and they go for it, already a lot of the people around them are saying, you can't do that. Don't be crazy. That's stupid. Go be safe. Go be practical. And then when they fall down, because eventually something's going to happen, they're going to have setbacks, especially at the beginning. When they get knocked down, what's the advice? The advice is, oh, you should quit now. You know, I told you that wasn't going to work. Why are you doing this? Go, right? Most people are just piling on. But then you got Julie in your ear saying, hey, you know what? Stay on course. You know, keep going. Get it back up. And the more you have, even if you never meet Julie ever in your life, the more that she's in your ear or on your screen, in your environment, reminding you, the more you have a champion to listen to give you the encouragement to keep going. Because otherwise what happens is you end up with a life of regret. You end up looking back on your life at this moment saying, I wish I just kept going. I wish I stayed on course. I wish I took one more day and kept going just a little bit more. I wish I didn't quit on this. But most of our environments have been designed to keep us where we are. And so if you want to change where you're at, you have to change who you're listening to.
Awesome. Do you have another ingredient you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I think expect to suck at the start. You know, like the beginning of everything sucks.
It's true.
So just expect to suck. If you're making a YouTube video, if you're making a podcast, you know, like expect to suck. Just, it doesn't mean that you suck as a human. This is where we get caught up. Like, because I suck at a skill, therefore I suck as a person. And so I'm going to stop. Like, no, how do you develop a skill? Well, practice at it. So when somebody starts a podcast, I don't know what you did when you first started your podcast, but maybe you look at what questions does Joe Rogan ask? And what questions does Tim Ferriss ask? And like, what microphone do I use? And all of the kind of beginning stuff. And then you come on your first show and it's going to suck, you know, like you're going to be nervous. The questions are going to maybe not be the best questions. You're not going to have the same energy. And if you look at, you know, the episode 100 versus episode 1, you see a huge difference. Like, it's almost embarrassing to go back. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that's how I used to do things. But that progress is what we should reward ourselves for. The problem is we know what good looks like. You know, we know what a good show looks like, a good product looks like, a good YouTube video. You know what a good podcast looks like, a good interview looks like. And you say, well, whoever you think is the best, Oprah Winfrey is the best, or Larry King is the best, or Joe Rogan is the best, or whoever you think is the best, say, okay, I don't expect to be that good. You know, if they're an A+, I'm probably like a B-. You know, I think I could be a B-. That's our own level. And then you go and make your first thing and it's like an F. It's just a total bomb. The camera comes on, you freeze up. I mean, I remember my first videos and it's not a B-, it's an F. And because there's that big gap between where we think we don't expect to be the best, but we start to be like, okay. Mm-hmm. And because we don't hit okay and we absolutely suck, that's where most people will then quit.
Yep.
Where if you expect to suck, just expected everything to go wrong. Like the fact that the computer didn't blow up or you didn't have a meltdown or you actually got a question out of your mouth, like in the first video, you reward that. And if you expect to suck and lower the expectations and then keep going, you'll see that you have a lot more ability to stay on the course and stay consistent.
You know, one of the things that I had watched one of your videos, it was Bob Proctor talking about the line of terror.
Yeah. I mean, everything you want is in the other side of terror, your goals, your dreams. Like if you do not have something in your calendar in the next month that makes you terrified, you don't like your life. Like, think about it. If we never have terror, we never have any fear in our lives. It means we're playing life so safe that we're just always in our comfort zone, which means you hate your life because you don't want to be in your comfort zone all the time. And so it requires, like, your big goal, your big dream requires you to go past the terror zone. And there's two ways that I do it, because it's not that it's lack of fear or lack of terror. It's the willingness. Like when someone says be fearless, like, no, it's not be fearless. It's the willingness to go into the fear instead of running away. And so the two ways I'll do it is, one is just identity, that I do difficult things, that having terror or being afraid is just, it's not a good enough reason. So I don't accept it as a reason. It's a trigger word. Scary, difficult, or hard are trigger words for me, that if I say it, think it, feel it, scary, difficult, hard, I have to do it just because I want to be the person who does scary, difficult, or hard. And that's more of the hard push, right? It's like, you do difficult things, let's go. And then the second part is more the hug, which is service, is that whatever the scary thing is that you're thinking of doing, if you can connect it to helping somebody else out, it almost always gives me more courage to go off and do it. So if I was, and I was afraid to start a YouTube channel, if it's just about me, then I'm not going to do it. But if I think I can help some other entrepreneurs through it, then I'll do it, because I think it's going to bring, whether it does or not, just the fact that I think it might help somebody else out gives me the courage to show up. So the push is, I do difficult things, let's go. And the hug is, this isn't just about you. It's about other people that you're going to serve and help. And sometimes you need more push and sometimes you need more hug, but either those strategies or both combined can help you get through the terror zone, because your great life is on the other side of doing the things that you're afraid of. And that's why it's great to have an identity tied to a core value that you believe in. So if you are the stay on course woman, then you better stay on course.
I know, this is the thing. This is something that my father used to tell me, by the way. So yeah. My father, before he passed away, left me his life story to finish. And so his mantra, what he would tell me my whole life, is like, Julie, if the world falls down on your shoulders, brush it off and keep going your way. Stay on course, stay on course. And he used to say this to me every time I would come up against an obstacle. And so I just had to use this as the slogan of my business, because it is so critical for everyone to stay on course with whatever they're doing, because you're not serving the world or your purpose if you're not being challenged and coming up against that line of terror.
Why it's great, I mean, not just for you, but for everybody to develop, is because having a trigger like that shortcuts your brain. Because our brain is really smart at finding really smart reasons why we can't do something. Because we won't catch it as terror, you'll find a really smart reason why you can't do it. And underneath it is terror, right? So, like, yes. If you're afraid to reach out to me to do this show, right? There's so many Evan's probably busy, or I'm too busy, or, you know, I don't have my microphone set up, or the gear, or all of these reasons that will come up. And you won't come up with stupid reasons. You'll come up with reasons that are smart because you're smart. So we need reasons that we believe. So you'll come up with all these reasons why you can't do something. But underneath it really is just terror. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a slogan or a mantra or rules like that, so for me, scary, difficult, or hard, the fact that I felt it, said it, thought it, wrote it, means I have to go off and do it. So it shortcuts the brain, right? So instead of coming up with all these reasons why you can't continue, you could come up with a million reasons why. And a lot of times your friends will pile on. I'm not saying your friends, Julie, but a lot of times our friends will pile on to say, yeah, why you should stop this? This is crazy. It's not working. But if your mantra is stay on course, it eliminates the thinking and you just have to go off and do it.
It's true. So what's your last ingredient for success?
The consistency is the thing that will make the difference. So, I mean, that's really stay on course. I mean, if you look at anybody who's had success, they believe in themselves. They just got started and expected to stuck, and then they stayed on course. So I usually say consistency, but stay on course is, you know, pretty much the same thing. So I might use that instead now. I like it. Thanks to Julie. But yeah, just staying on course. You have to wake up every day and find a way to move one step forward. And we often think we can get a lot more done in a short time frame. And don't give ourselves enough credit for the momentum that we built over a longer time frame. You know, like it's much better to spend an hour a day for 24 days than 24 hours in one day and just expect momentum to happen, where it doesn't have to go as slow as other people. If you look at my YouTube journey, it was really slow, 25 subscribers in year one, 2000 something subscribers in year five. And I just kept going. Your path can be faster. You can model success. You can learn. I made a ton of mistakes at the beginning that you don't have to make, but nobody wins without consistency. And a big problem with entrepreneurs, especially as we start and we stop and we start and we stop and we start and we stop, and you never allow time for momentum to actually happen, where if you just kept going, mm-hmm. if you just kept going, it'll make all the difference in the world.
Yeah. There's a couple things that came up that I heard that were just brilliant. It's like, if you're on the journey, you're a success.
Here's a quote I heard. Is it about the journey or destination? And the guy said, neither, it's about the company.
Oh.
Which I really like. So it's like, sometimes the journey sucks. And a lot of times the journey sucks. But if you're doing it with, it's like with the people, it's like, you know, Julie and I right now, we're in each other's company doing this, but also the company, the people that you're serving and helping. Even if it sucks, but you feel like what you're doing is having a meaningful impact on somebody else's life, it's so much easier to stay the course. Mm-hmm. But if we can also look at, hey, 50 people saw this video. That's 50 people. That's how did I stay the course? That's what I did. Is that 50 people saw a video. It's like, wow, 50 people saw this video and spent time to watch what I made. You know, if you were going to speak at a event or a library or something, and 50 people showed up, you'd be nervous to get on stage and talk to 50 people. I would be at least. And so, but whatever reason, when it goes online, like, oh, it's only 50. That sucks. Right? Those are 50 people who saw your thing. And maybe for one of them, that's a meaningful, life-changing video for them. The thing that you made, even if it's not true, but you just convince yourself that it's true and you feel the service, it'll allow you to stay the course and keep going.
I think it is true. What you're saying, the 50 people is not only the 50 people, it's the ripple effect also. They're getting the information, they're making a life change, and then they're talking about it to other people.
And just convince yourself that it is having an impact on at least one person. If you stick with it long enough, you'll see I get comments years later to say how much that video that I posted impacted their life, but they never commented on the channel. Maybe they didn't even subscribe to the channel. But that one video that I made changed their entire life. And 5 years later, they're telling me about it, right? Like, you never know the impact that's going to have. And so just assume that for one person who's watching this, that this, the way that you said it at this time, on this day, the way that it came out from your mouth, that was the moment that changed their entire life. If you can actually feel that going into making an episode or creating your product or service, whatever it is, it totally shifts how you show up. Because as much as the numbers are great, and we're all, you know, chasing however many subscribers or views or revenue or whatever, more important than hitting any number is how you feel about the thing that you're doing. Because if you woke up and felt like today was going to matter, at least to somebody, maybe not the world yet, but at least to somebody, like what I do today will matter to one human being at least, it totally changes how you show up and the energy that comes out.
That's amazing. All right, so let's do the recap. We had three ingredients we talked about.
So belief, whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. The second was expect to suck at the start. You will not be good, but it doesn't mean that you suck as a human. Just keep developing the skills. And the third was consistency or stay the course. Nothing great happens unless you consistently take action.
Thank you for that. Tell us what you're working on right now.
Trying to change the world. The YouTube channel is still a huge priority for me. I've got two programs where I'm helping train thought leaders and YouTube creators to get their message out to the world more. Movement Makers is more for thought leaders, and Brandlytics is more for just YouTube specific, helping them get their message out to the world, because I'm passionate that I can only reach so many people. But if we can help other people get their message out to the world, your story, your unique way of delivering things can touch people in the way that others can't. And I think that's how we end up solving the world's biggest problem, that people don't believe in themselves enough.
Thank you. And where can the audience find more information on you?
Look up Evan Carmichael. Yeah, I'm probably wherever you're hanging out. But I think more important is show some love for Julie, you know, whether it's on the YouTube channel or iTunes or wherever the most important place is for her, go give her some love, because it's hard to set up a show and to get people on. And it takes a lot of effort, especially at the beginning. And every comment and every review and every thumbs up means a lot. So go give Julie some love.
Evan, this has been amazing. Thanks for being on the Stand Course podcast.
Thank you, Julie.
My dad, Ennio Auriga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.